Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 739 of your Overseas Connection podcast. Today is June 25th, 2023. We're starting off in like a weird state. Robin is on his way. He had to get in his last race of the, whatever season, whatever. You know what? Fuck that guy. Honestly, he put racing ahead of the podcast. I'm severely disappointed in him. I will talk mad trash about him right now. And then when he comes on the podcast, of course, be sweet as pie. But Kim, you're here. You didn't put anything before the podcast. Kim Woods on the podcast. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Very much
glad to be here.
You know what? And this week, because I had to run the show and because I stupidly updated OBS. I wish I never did that, by the way.
Whoops.
Yeah. You know, you avoid the updates, and then the previous version I had with the OBS, it used NDI. It made things so easy, and now it does not support it any further. So I guess there's workarounds, but I have not figured out how to make it work yet. So it's old school. It's old school today, which means when Robin jumps into this podcast, eventually, he said he'll be 10 minutes late. I hope he comes in last place, damn it. I hope he has the worst race of his life. No, I'm not bitter at all.
None.
But yeah, when he comes in, it'll screw all the cameras up. I'm going to have to sit there and play around with making them adjusting right. And that will anger me. This could be story time right now, but instead it's just the preamble of the podcast. By the way, if you're new to this podcast, usually it's a little more professional. Usually we start off by telling you we're here every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the West, in the UK. God. I take vacation a few weeks off, and look, I'm falling apart already. 4 p.m. on the East Coast, 3 p.m. Central Time Zone, where Kim's hanging out, avoiding crazy weather. 1 p.m. on the West Coast, and surprisingly, we have great weather, just for the record, in case you're wondering. We're on Twitch. We're on YouTube. We also put forth an audio version of the podcast, which will have all kinds of cool sound effects, like this. Which, of course, the audio listener or the current people can't hear. But let me tell you, it's there. If you have the audio version, you've just been given a special treat. My name is Greg DeLacy, Gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. And we're going to talk video games today. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff that went down this past week, not only in our personal lives, but also in the video game world. There was a lot going on. So without further ado, Kim, I suppose we can get into story time, because I don't think there's any birthdays to celebrate. If there are, we apologize. It's all Robin's fault, which in turn makes it all Mark's fault.
Oh, how the tables have turned.
Yes. Hey, story time, Kim.
Right. Story time. Well, let's see where to start.
Now you may start.
All right. Well, if you've been following along with my kitten saga, it's still ongoing.
Although the kitten saga. I feel like this, by the way, is like a Lifetime movie channel thing.
It should be, probably.
The kitten saga.
Or at least like a National Geographic, maybe. I don't know. But it's still ongoing. I'm still going out every night and rounding them up and sticking them in my porch so they don't get eaten by, raccoons or gophers or aliens or what. But anyway, they're getting bigger, so probably here in another month's time or less, I'll probably start letting them remain free, and hopefully, I don't know, I don't want it to sound like Hunger Games where, you're taking your odds in your own hands. And
it is a bit like Hunger Games, though, if you really think about it.
A little bit.
I mean, right? they're out there. You haven't even given them weapons, for the record. I mean, those cats
I know,
are
I
just...
probably should do that. They do have names, though, now, so at least I'm not just calling them, hey, Black Kitten, Orange Kitten, Maltese Kitten, you know, yada, yada, yada. They actually have names now.
That's because they made it through the first cut, Kim. The survival cut, you know. Yeah, you can't make it through the first couple of weeks alive out of the we're going to call them the Kim Games, you know, then you don't get a name. Once you make it past that point, though, you do get a name.
Right. So, you know, it's still ongoing. And like I said, I'm going to, you know, keep this up at least till after the 4th, because usually the 4th of July, we have a big fireworks thing that goes off down the road and people like to come in here and pull in. And I don't want to take a chance of, well, somebody either snatching them or running them over. So, you know.
So basically, if we're thinking about this, let's think about this in Battle Royale terms, Kim.
Okay.
So the first ring, the first, you know, decrease was the first couple of weeks. You've given them names now. That's kind of their reward for making it through that first wave. Next wave is July 4th. So if they don't get blown up, hit by a car, or stolen, maybe they get a bed?
Yeah, right. Well, they got that now. I mean, they've got a blankets and a litter box and, you know, food and water, of course. I even have cat toys in there. I don't know if they want to play with them or not, but they're in there anyway. So,
okay.
I mean, so for being locked up in a yurt on my side, I don't know what to call it, side porch, mudroom, whatever you want to call it. You know, they're not living too shabbily, so.
And they have a good life.
They do. They have. Yeah, Dad laughs at me about that one. They live better than we do. I'm like, what can I say? So anyway, that's ongoing. They're all still alive. Maybe one of these days I'll get some pictures and post them on like Twitter or something so you can know what all their names are now. So, because Anthony helped me work that one out yesterday. And speaking of nephews, they are back. We went Friday to Harrisonville, a little south of Harrisonville, to pick them up and bring them back home. So they are back. And of course, the first thing they wanted to do was spend the night at my house. So their mom looked at him and goes, "You mean you don't want to come home?" "Well, no, we'd rather stay at Kim's." So I don't know. I suppose that's a good thing. So they're back. You know, it's the typical thing when your kids go off and stay with their grandparents or their other parent or whatever. Sometimes they come back and there's attitude issues, and maybe, you know, they got away with stuff there that they don't normally get away with stuff. So, you know, so we're kind of dealing with that, but they're back and I'm happy to see them. And I think they're happy to see me, apparently. So, fast forward to the end of July, though, I will have 2 more weeks of vacation coming up because they will back down there for 2 more weeks before the oldest. Well, actually, both of them start school because Anthony will go to 5th grade, which seems so fucking weird that he's old enough to be in 5th grade by now. But it is. And then Owen, the 4-year-old, will start preschool. So that's going to be interesting. Yep.
Now, you had quite a trek on Friday, correct?
Bit. I mean, it wasn't like super like there wasn't a lot of accidents or anything like that, but I kind of kept people abreast of everything on Twitter. I kind of made a little story thing out of it because, you know, you're sitting there in a vehicle for
your journey, and where did you go to? Let's get the backstory. We might as well make it
the journey. Went to Harrisonville, Missouri, which is just a little bit south of Kansas City. It's a little bit less, what is it, like 4 hours over there, basically. Okay. 4.5 depending. So, yeah, we went over there, and like I said, we didn't have any big problems, because the last time when we were taking down there, we had a tank on our gas tank break. So we had to be careful. And, of course, my sister had just filled the truck, so there was a full tank of gas, and it only had one strap holding it up there. So that was kind of nail-biting. I mean, we hadn't even got maybe an hour into the trip, and this damn thing rusts in two, and poof, there it is. So we didn't have anything like that.
Did you break out the duct tape, by the way, when that happened?
Ratchet strap.
Okay. All right. Yeah, close enough to duct tape.
Yeah, close enough, right? and I mean, there wasn't any big downpours because the last couple of times we'd been down there, there'd been big rainstorms, and it was bad enough. You even on the interstate, you pretty much had to stop because you couldn't see, and not just like regular vehicles, even semi trucks, they had to stop because you couldn't see anything. So this trip was fairly, you know, quiet other than my commentary. Like, we went by, and if you're kind of sensitive to these things, I'm sorry, but there was a dead deer along the road, which, you know, if you're, I'm sure you're aware of this, you know, there's deer everywhere, so they're gonna get hit by a vehicle.
It happens.
So this deer had gotten hit, and I swear to God, on top of this deer was like a regular kitchen chair. I don't know why there was a kitchen chair on top of this dead deer on the interstate. But I kind of wondered if maybe he wasn't part of a wrestling match and maybe he lost, or maybe, you know, the chair had blown off the back of a truck and smacked the deer and killed it on impact. I don't know. But
maybe at one point somebody thought, I'm going to take this deer home. And so they put the chair down to like lay claim.
Right. I'm not sure, but I was kind of making stories up about this stuff as we were going along, because, you know, you got to fight the boredom somehow, because if I fell asleep, my sister would take pictures and post it and say, hey, look, she fell asleep.
I mean, there is a story to be told there.
Right.
You know, you don't just find a chair. I mean, chairs don't randomly just fall on top of a deer that's dead on the side of the road. So that had to have been put there by somebody. The question is, and I'm thinking somebody did like a selfie type thing. They found the chair probably was sitting off the side of the road. The deer was then dead on the road. And they're like, I'm going to take this chair and I'll take a selfie with the deer. Kind of like, you know, when you see somebody that shot, you know, they've shot the animal, whatever.
Right. Well, if that was the case, they're incredibly brave because this is a 4-lane interstate and there is no way in hell I would stop alongside the road and take a selfie with a dead deer with a chair on top of it. But if you do that, you've got bigger balls than I have. So yeah, it was rather interesting, and it kind of made the trip, like I said, it's not a boring trip, but I'm one of those people that if I sit in a vehicle long enough, eventually I am going to fall asleep because I'll just get fucking bored. And I can't like look at my phone and like game or anything because I'll get car sick. So yeah. I have to find something to, and I can only talk to my sister about stuff for so long before either she looks at me and her eyes are glazed over, or, you know, she eventually just tells me to shut up. So I had to find something for me to do. So it was random pictures of cornfields, and, you know, I couldn't get one of the deer, which is probably a good idea. But anyway, you know, I could at least make observations of things I saw along the way. Because, like, there was one billboard of Swinging Meats, and it's like a meat-selling place, apparently, but they named it Swinging Meats, which I thought was hilarious. And then there was one for Yoder's Sausage Kitchen, which I also thought was hilarious with my dirty mind that it is. So, and they were on the same billboard. So,
Yoder's Sausage Kitchen.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think it's either run by Mennonites or Amish, judging by the fact that their name is Yoder. But, you know, I just thought that they named it the Sausage Kitchen, and I thought...
I mean, that needs to become, I think, honestly, if I was like going to make a strip club for, you know, like a ladies strip club, that might be the name of it.
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah. So, the Sausage Kitchen. Yeah.
The Sausage Kitchen. Or, like I said, Swinging Meats. You know.
Swinging Meats. And just like that, here's Robin to fuck up the cameras. Awesome.
Oh, of course. Here we go.
Are you for fucking real? Are you seriously for fucking real?
We might be.
Are you serious? Fucking called me when I was fucking in the middle of a race. I couldn't speak. I crashed. Yeah. Jesus fucking fuck.
I feel justified now. I told Kim, full transparency. I prayed for your demise in the race. So
seriously, the Skype thing came up in the middle of the screen. I was all I needed to do was finish like in the top 10, and I was like, I was at that point just fifth, and I finished 21st.
I feel good.
I needed 10 points to put me up into the top 20 and the top 24, and it hasn't happened. I tell you, it's the funniest thing that I've ever seen in my life. I couldn't believe it. I'm going to bring it up. Oh, God, flip me.
I got Kim's camera fixed out. I'm working on your camera, Robin. Keep talking. Tell me how I screwed your race up more. This makes me happy.
Oh, dear. Oh,
I honestly did not intend to do that. I just was like, let me do this so this way you can join whenever. But you know what, Robin? You chose racing over the podcast. And, you know, there's a price to be paid here, Robin. And I feel like me screwing up your race is maybe that's the price. Maybe this is the penance.
Well, I've had a funny old week, and time has been very much against me as far as getting my normal racing in. So I just had to try and squeeze that in. So, fuck you.
see where we wait.
Yeah. You know, it was a good race anyway. It was good fun, and there was a bit of a laugh, and the community guys were there, and we had fun with it.
I now feel just amazingly happy that this is somehow what I managed to accomplish.
There is so the season ends tonight, and the very, very last race starts at 11:15. So I have one more crack at it tonight, possibly. So I may sign up for that. It depends how we get on here, but I would love.
Well, we will tell you what, as a make good, since I fucked your race up, but honestly, I'm happy about that because I mean, that just makes for funny commentary. But we'll speed through this as much as possible to get you there. How's that? Is that fair?
That's great. That's great. I got new subscribers tonight live, which is always lovely. So thank you for the people that watched. There was quite a few people in. I changed a lot of stuff there. Strangely, just like OBS, I use OBS Streamlabs for this stuff. And between it and YouTube, it killed my key. You know the key that you have, the stream key?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So for the last week or two, I've been streaming at like 480p. And I couldn't work it out because I had it set up for 1080p, 60 frames per second. You know, really, really good, you know. Yesterday morning, I had a really early, had a bit of time to work my way through it and work that all out again. And I got new cams.
Okay.
I have dumped the piece of shit 400 quid camera.
Right.
Because it needs USB super, and it's just too intensive. So I bought some Creative Labs cams, 4K cams, and they were running on the stream, and they are brilliant, and they are have a very low overhead. So I've changed the three. They're super wide screen as well.
Nice.
These little cheap ones, those Nexco ones, they were fine, but when you fired it up, for some reason or another, it didn't. You had to refine them again every time you went to do a stream. You had to bring them back in again, and so that seems to have solved that too.
Your camera all squared away, set up.
So something I had ordered a while back and they've now arrived, which are Bongo Racing stickers.
Oh, I want a sticker.
Which are really cool. I must get a few of them posted off to you all. So that's
awesome.
Yes,
they will appear. Yeah, like on petrol pumps. Like I did this, you know that. Yeah, so I have those, so that's good. So it's a real thing.
I like it. Speaking of OBS, by the way, and cameras, so the one thing I did notice, because of how OBS interacts with Skype, it wouldn't let me use my camera. I had to use the Skype camera, but then when I put myself in the view, I wish I never upgraded the OBS. This is what I'm getting to. I wish I'd kept the NDI and just used the old one because it was so easy. But alas, that's not the case. And which means you guys don't get to hear any of the sound effects on the stream because of how my current setup is, because I wasn't able to work that out prior to going live. But the audio people will get to hear all kinds of funny things like...
Oh, actually, that's one of my. I used that tonight, actually, on my stream.
Yeah,
that's on.
Was that when I popped up on screen trying to call you and add you to the call?
No, I didn't. I couldn't believe it. Actually, what I will do is I'm going to pull up the stream so you can show it on YouTube. I'll pull up my. I'll get you the minute if you go on to in a second. Maybe casually onto my YouTube channel, and I'll get you where it happened. And you can show that point because it was hilarious.
Oh, I'm not showing anything, by the way, for the record. I'm not even trying to show anything. I told Kim, I said, we're going to keep this lean. We're not going to do any video of the games we've been playing.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Right. It's coming to a short near you.
Yes.
For the whole time, I've never ever came across anything like that before. Funny. Okay, so here we are. There's the three of us.
Yeah. We got through Kim's story time. I was trying to drag things out a little bit because you haven't heard my tales yet from my vacation. So, I figured I would try and get you on before I started talking about this.
All right. Well, I'll just go through my crap.
Yes.
We've had in the
literal,
16
literal
years,
crap.
16 years that we have been... fostering. This time last week, I had to step out of the podcast. Literally, it was about this time last week. And a terrible thing happened with one of the children. They were very, very inappropriate. And that child is not with us at this moment in time.
Yeah, let's just say shit hit the fan in a big way.
Very, very big way.
Yes.
Yeah. police and all manner of social workers and all manner. So it's still ongoing, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. Thing happened yesterday that might mean that a family member might step in,
which would be good
for, and good for us mentally as well. So that's been a really tough week and busy with work. I had some Germans over this week, and we were there's a big range of products being delivered to one of my big clients. It's a bread slicing machine. So when you buy a big, lovely, rustic loaf of bread and you put it in this machine and it goes, droop, 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 Indiana Jones, Last Crusade, that tunnel with the big blades come across. You can select different sizes. The ones they were all using in all of their stores were a very basic thing, but this is a computerized digital screen. Anyway, so we have one of these set up and it goes on sort of a trial for a couple of weeks and then they all start to roll out. There'll not be an issue. But the two things that the client had pointed out was one, he wanted little holes put in the front for a very specific type of bag that they use. And that can be modified in the factory. That's not so bad. But then when it came to language selection, now we're in the Republic of Ireland here, southern Mexico, okay?
Right.
And on the computerized screen, you can choose German or Polish or French or English, okay? And the logo, it's just a logo. It doesn't say English or German. It's just a little round flag.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the flag for English was the Union Jack.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This was a major problem because people in the south of Ireland don't want to touch the Union Jack to select English.
Ah.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Whoops.
And my little German guy, whose English is much better than my German, was going, what? But that is universal. That's French. English. And I went, nah, the guys around here, this is a border town. They won't like it. They won't want to. We will take crap over this. Somebody will break the screen. That flag, the software will have to be changed to something else. Not,
please tell me you put in the US flag.
No, that wasn't the option. And the guy had a point, you know, because English is English.
Right.
You know, you can't. If you put Irish flag there, it'll bring up the Irish language.
So
is there a way to try and edit the software? But I'm saying to this German fella, yeah, here, mate, welcome to Irish politics.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So I was with him for 2 days. Really nice guy, but absolutely full on for those couple of days. You're all, you know, picking him up from the hotel all day, lunch, dinner, clients, dropping them back to the airport, you know, and hard for him to spend all that time with me. But it was a good trip. The only other thing that I wanted to mention was I watched a movie while doing the ironing this morning. And I think it's the best computer game movie I have ever watched.
Computer game movie. Okay.
Yes. And it has been made by people that actually know video games. And have empathy for it. Not people that think they know video games and try to make something which nerds or the nerds like this will put it in. It was the new Super Mario Brothers movie. Absolutely great movie.
Yeah, I need to watch it. I haven't watched it yet.
I mean, I'm trying to think, that's the best video game movie I've ever seen. I'm trying to think, like Lara Croft, Tomb Raider and all the bits and pieces. Yeah, they were action movies. But this here was just spot on. You didn't think, that would never happen. And lots of it made me smile. And the Super Mario Odyssey, the game, seems to be the inspiration for all, because he goes through levels and bits and pieces all through this. I can recognize some of those things, but just brilliant. I highly recommend it. And nothing that you wouldn't want the kids to see or questionable and just
wholesome.
Lots of fun.
A wholesome, good fun movie.
Yes, all right. Really. Jack Black is Chris and Chris Pratt. Brilliant. Really, really good in it. So, and Donkey Kong and Donkey Kong's father was just funny. Just funny and good. So,
I like it. All right.
Hold on. Okay. Can I just check the heartbeat here? Hold on, because my heartbeat was like mega before. It's down to 80. So we're not so. But when I'm racing, like it's super ridiculous.
It must have spiked through the fucking roof when my Skype call came through.
I couldn't believe it.
Robin, just for you.
Oh yeah, beans.
Yep,
love beans.
All right, settle in. It's definitely story time for my trip to Cabo San Lucas. By the way, Mexico did get its revenge on me. I came home and immediately caught a cold. So that's what you're hearing here. I was coughing up lungs literally through the week. Did the COVID test, nothing. Did the COVID test again, just to be safe, nothing. I have been sick like a dog for most of the week. Cabo San Lucas. Well, so technically we were in San Jose del Cabo. Now, to put this in perspective, there's a place called Baja California. It's the, think of it like Florida for Mexico. And on the eastern side is where Cabo San Lucas is. And on the western side facing the Pacific Ocean is where San Jose del Cabo is. And San Jose del Cabo is kind of the quieter side of Cabo San Lucas. And that works perfect for us because we're not, we're not partying anymore. We're not doing all of the, going out late at night, drinking until 4 o'clock in the morning, unless I'm in Vegas. So we get to Cabo, totally no problem. Great trip in. And we arrive, we're getting our room. The guy, tells us, we put you guys on the ground floor because we know your son's in a chair. And we're like, okay, that maybe not ideal. I don't like usually being on the ground floor, but I kind of get it. It seems more convenient. We get into our room and immediately I notice the back patio is not at all, it's just open. And it's open to a major pathway in this resort. So people are walking by there all the time. And there's just no privacy. And right. Not that you need privacy per se, because you can close the curtains. But you don't want to close the curtains because we're looking out to the ocean. So I'm like, we're going to need to move rooms. And then on top of that, I flush the toilet. And immediately I hear this squealing sound, kind of like when you put a pinprick in a balloon. And you're letting the air out of it. And I'm like, what the hell's that? So I flush the toilet again. It stops. And I'm like, okay, maybe it's just a one-off thing. No, every time we'd flush the toilet, it would make this stupid squealing sound. It wouldn't stop until you flushed it again. So I'm like, we are definitely moving rooms. And of course, the people tell us, well, unfortunately, we don't have anything we can move you into today. We have rooms coming available tomorrow. So we'll get you into a different room tomorrow. I'm like, fine. So we don't unpack anything and we're like, we'll just kind of live out of our suitcases. And then come tomorrow, we'll get to the main room. We'll unpack. We'll be fine. In the meantime, we did notice, and we had kind of hoped we knew this might be a problem, but Colin, our son, hates to be on hard floors, cold, hard floors. And of course in Mexico, everything is tile. Everything is tile. So he is constantly wanting to climb up onto the beds, and he is able to climb up on the beds without us being there, no problem. The problem is he has no sense of where his spatial surrounding is, so he would keep getting to the edge of the bed and practically fall off. And dear God, this room was filled with just the sharpest corners you've ever seen. From a parent standpoint, I was panicked. So we're like, we're definitely going to need a king bed. We can't do the two queens because we originally thought we were going to do two queens. One night I'd sleep with Colin, one night she'd sleep with Colin, and kind of this way somebody would get a decent night rest. That's out the door at this point. So there's so much to tell on this trip. So we had also tried to, because with our stay, we got an excursion. And so that could be any number of things like ATV riding, there was horseback riding, but we had Colin. And so we're kind of like, well, what can we do with him? And there was a dinner cruise and we're like, okay, that sounds like that would work. We want to do the dinner cruise, but can we just make sure if we can bring his chair on board? If we can't, maybe we can put that somewhere while, we're out, on the cruise. And so the guy's like, okay, I'll look into it for you. So, the other thing we did on our first night was we said, we want to book dinner. And being it was our first night in Mexico, I was like, well, let's do a Mexican restaurant. And in this resort, so it's an all-inclusive resort. So all of the food's free, all of the drinking's free. But they do have three themed restaurants. One was Italian, one was Mexican, and one was Asian. And then they have a big buffet. And so I said, let's do the Mexican place. So this way we can kind of, you know, take in Mexico, trying to take in, you know, Robin's heritage. Mm-hmm. So
thank you.
We had great dinner. Colin loves chicken, rice, and beans. It's one of his favorite dishes, especially. So whenever we go to our Mexican place here, that's what we get him. So we did that for him there. And, you know, we got back. We're pretty tired. So we crashed out about 8:30 at night that night. And about 10:30, I'm awoken to my wife screaming and my son profusely starting to throw up.
Uh-oh.
He threw up until 4 o'clock in the morning. Just, I mean, every 15 to 20 minutes, he was waking back up and dry heaving. We used every towel in the room. We used every garbage bag we could find. We had to call to get more towels. He got food poisoning from the restaurant. And he was just miserable. And of course, we're miserable at this point. It, you know, this first night is just horrendous. So the next morning, we check out of the room, we go into the new room. And at this point, we're already a bit on edge because we're realizing now the relaxation side of this trip is just out the window, especially anytime we're in the room because we're having to just, one of us has to be with Colin. The other person can kind of get ready, but you can never be both doing something at the same time without somebody watching Colin. Mm-hmm. Nothing against him, but that's just fact of life.
Yeah.
So, right. So we're, you know, in the process of getting ready the next day, and we're in our new room, which, by the way, that I took a picture from our balcony. I think I shared it with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lovely. Awesome view. I was very happy with the room. And suddenly, you know, and also great part about these hotels in the room, we had basically like a bottle dispensary. So it had three bottles that were upside down that you just were taps. You just tap in to pour yourself a drink. Captain Morgan, tequila, and Absolut Vodka. Full bottles in there, just pour as you want. The refrigerator was stocked with beers and soft drinks. So I'm making some cocktails, and I sit back down, and I'm you know, Cindy's getting ready in the bathroom, and she comes out, and she almost slips, and she's like, "What the hell? What'd you spill?" I'm like, "I didn't spill anything." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And she's like, "There's water all over the floor."
Uh-oh.
And then she's feeling the wall, and she's like, "I think the wall is leaking." And I'm like, "Oh, for fuck's sake."
Not again.
So I look up, and turns out the AC unit above us is leaking. So we have to call maintenance. Maintenance comes. We're having to wait. We delay our dinner. I'm pretty sure what happened was there's in those kind of units, there's a condenser coil. It starts getting, when it's super hot, it can freeze up, it'll drip, and there's a drip pan, but if the drip pan clogs up, it can overflow, and that's what causes a leak. Had the same thing happen in our house with our old AC unit. So needless to say, they got it fixed pretty quickly, but it was just one more little thing. And at this point, we had also asked about babysitting because that was something they advertised on the site, was that they did babysitting. And we're like, okay, well, maybe this is where we can get some alone time. Well, we talked to them about their babysitting, and they're like, well, we have a kid center, but the kids have to be between 4 and 12, and they have to be potty trained. So I'm like, okay, well, that's not Colin. Colin, unfortunately, still uses diapers because he's special needs. And then they said, well, the babysitting, we can have somebody, they come to your room and they watch your kids in your room. Now, I don't know about you guys, but this was a very weird thing for me because I'm like, I don't know these people from Adam. I'm
right.
How comfortable do I feel about having a stranger coming into my room, being inside the room with my child alone for a few hours? And then factor in my child's nonverbal. And it's like, yeah, no, thank you. So, and on top of that, they wouldn't change diapers. we're talking to the guy and we're like, okay, so babysitting's out. And then he's like, oh, by the way, the dinner cruise, he's like, unfortunately, it's all booked up. I'm like, what do you mean it's all booked up? Didn't you book us for the dinner cruise? And he's like, well, no, I wanted to find out if we could bring his chair on board or not. We're like, why didn't you just book the cruise and then find out? So then he offers up a complimentary massage to us. He's like, well, I can give you a complimentary massage instead if that, because that was literally nothing was going to work at that point. They didn't have any more dinner cruises for the week. And we were at this point also thinking we were going to just potentially call this trip short. So he's like, I can give you a complimentary massage. It was a 25-minute neck and back massage. And I'm like, well, okay, we'll take it, but I'm upgrading this to an hour-long massage. And I said, and we need to get that babysitter to watch our son in the kids' room, their daycare center, if you will. And, you know, I understand they won't change diapers. We'll make sure he's, you know, clean beforehand. It'll be 2 hours, and we'll just do that. That was the best moment of the trip. We got our massage in, 2 hours of just quiet time. It was a good massage. I was actually pleasantly surprised because I was in the, when you go get a massage, usually you have a guys and a girls kind of locker room area where you'd get undressed, you put your robes on. And there was a guy in there and he was like, yeah, he's like, I didn't know what to think because it was kind of a light massage. Well, I did not get the gal that he had because the gal I had, Carmen, she was like full on elbows into my back and just like, and I'm like, bring it on. More pain, please. I deep tissue massage is the way to go. But anyway, so that was, like I said, the highlight. We also got some pool time in, which was a lot of fun. Colin actually ate pizza for the very first time in his life, which was shocking because he never really bites through pizza, but I was eating a small little pizza, a cheese pizza in front of him, and he reached up and grabbed my hand and pulled it down to his mouth, and he bit right into it. I was just like, this is the greatest moment ever. And Cindy's like, oh my God, you're so proud right now, aren't you? And I'm like, hell yeah. We can order pizza now for the family. I am ecstatic. So at this point, though, we had started to make some changes to our reservations to try and cut our trip a couple days short. And on our last day, full day in Cabo, and this was... what was it, Friday, Saturday? Anyway, Cindy goes to breakfast and they had, you know, a buffet breakfast. And breakfast was the best meal out of all of them. They had a big cake display, if you will, of little mini cakes and puddings and that kind of thing. And Cindy got this thing that had a couple layers of different cake and frosting, and it had a prune and a little fig leaf on top of it. And it looked lovely. One bite in, and she bit into the prune. It hadn't been pitted. Oh, she broke her cap on her tooth off. And she's just looking at me. She's like, are you fucking kidding me? And I'm like, what? And she spits her tooth out right at the table. Thankfully, it was a back molar. So it wasn't so obvious because I would have laughed if we were walking around with her toothless. But that was the end of things at the resort. Now, I'll fast forward to our trip to the airport. So on our way to the airport, we meet a group of young people that go down to Cabo all the time. And the gal's listening to our horror story. She just feels bad because she loves going to Cabo. And she's like, well, I'm a member of the VIP lounge. And if you would like, I'd love for you guys to join us as a guest and just hang out while you're waiting for your flight. And I was like, you know what? At this point, I'm taking it. Yes, we accept your offer. So we get through customs and we actually, you know, the person at the hotel told us we needed to leave by like noon for our 3 o'clock flight. We were through customs by like 12:30 because they saw us in the chair, and this is where Colin pays dividends. That kid gets us through things faster than anybody because they shortcutted us through the customs lines and everything. And we were suddenly just, we had 2.5 hours to do nothing. So we're sitting in the VIP lounge. And everybody else had gone to their flights, and so we're just alone at this point. And Cindy's noticing Colin is becoming a little fidgety. And she looks down, and he's completely wet through his shorts. And, of course, all of our bags are packed and checked in, so we have no change of clothes for him. So now we wheel Colin to a family guest bathroom, And, you know, we're stripping him down, changing him, and I'm washing his shorts out in the sink. And then, you know, those Dyson hand dryers that you kind of put your hands in and out through? I'm taking his shorts and trying to dry them through that.
I once put socks in the microwave.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, and that was the last part of the trip. And so we came home. It was a rough trip, to say the least. I did get amazingly sunburn. I have been hiding from the sun now for the past week. My chest, I had blisters on the kind of the, even by putting, I had 30 proof on the entire time, waterproof, didn't matter. That sun was incredibly, incredibly hot. And the last day is when I think I got cooked the most. But anyway, so Cabo San Lucas or San Jose del Cabo, in a different lifetime, I think I would have enjoyed it just a little bit more. We'll probably keep the timeshare, but utilize it for like, because we can also do cross promotion with other timeshare groups. And so we can find places within the US, that kind of thing. So it'll still pay off, but it was a less than we had hoped for kind of trip, to say the least.
Yeah. I'm very sorry about that. Not ideal.
No. But anyway, okay, that is the end of my story time. Outside of just getting sick, and that's
I sent you a WhatsApp there with a screen grab. Have a look at that. screen grab of that race. I'm in the call.
And let me see if I can pull it up on. Bear with.
Oh dear.
My WhatsApp is taking a little bit long too. I'm pulling it up on
this thing. Big box came up in the middle of my screen, and like a twat, I was trying to look around it as if I was a VR.
Oh, I love it. All right, let me see if I can capture this real quickly. Hang on.
Oh dear, what joy, 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 joy. Yes, indeedy.
Oh, it's not going to let me. All right.
Anyway, I'll put it into.
Apologies, people. This is just me being ill prepared for the hosting side of it with the update to OBS. It's kind of thrown me for a loop, but that's great. I mean, dead center, middle of the screen. I love that.
Well, there you go.
Oh goodness.
Anyway, what's next?
I think we can probably just jump into actual news.
Can you hear that?
I heard something. I heard that.
All right, we'll just go 1 second.
Here is the fucking news.
All right, Robin, we have quite a bit of news. Do you want me to run through it, or do you want to run through it?
No. Just give me a second here just to get it here. Just 1 second.
Just take a deep breath in, soak it all in.
Fill. Here's the news. Da-da-da, Diablo. Story time. Games played. The news. Xbox is raising prices. How dare they? Microsoft has confirmed that the price of the Xbox Series X and the Xbox Game Pass prices will be increasing from next month in most countries. Starting the 6th of July, the Xbox Game Pass will see prices climb from the current subscription price of a $9.99 or $7.99. That's dollars and sterling. Australian $10.95, $10.99. Okay, so it'll go up to $14.99 or £10.99. That's
So what's happening actually? I'll take a step back and help out. So Game Pass itself is just going up by $1. Ultimate is going up by $2. PC Game Pass is not changing. And I think what this tells you is they feel like they've maxed out the console consumer. So they're not worried. They're now just trying to make revenue back on them. And PC is where they think they can grow.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. It's not a huge increase.
It's 130 something a year. Yeah. That's two games. If you were to buy two games, or maybe if you were even get them waiting for them to be discounted, if you bought four games in a year, that more than pays for that. So,
and basically these prices bring them on par with what Sony has. Also the consoles are going to increase, the Series X just the Series X, mind you.
Okay.
And that is increasing everywhere with the exception of the U.S., Japan, Chile, Brazil, and Colombia.
30 quid.
Yeah.
All right. But considering that everything else has went up.
So here's the funny rub.
Mm.
So they made proclamations to like the CMA, that kind of thing, that once the Activision Blizzard King deal went through, they would not raise prices. I think this is their way of getting around that. So they're raising the prices before the deal's finalized. So this way they can, you know, they don't have to worry about trying to backpedal on that.
Oh, well, you know what? Sorry, it's a pain in the butt. We're spending more money, but we're spending more money.
It does suck. It does suck, but you can understand, comparatively speaking, why.
When was the last time it actually did go up?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, well, fair enough. Sorry. I hate the prices going up, but it's
yeah, but, you know, if y'all fair like me, when was the last time you had to buy a game full price? Well, for me, that was Diablo, but...
Dan, by the way, in the chat is talking about things he can swallow, and he feels like he can probably swallow that that price increase, right, among other things.
Yeah, gobble. okay, so there was a Nintendo Direct, and they showed some new games. They showed Pokemon Scarlet and Violet Hidden Treasure of Area Zero DLC. That's the release date's to be arranged for that. Sonic Superstars is coming on Fall 2023. Palia, Holiday 23, Persona 5 in November, Myth's Force is 2023, Splatoon 3, new Splatfest, which is July 14th to 16th. I take it that's an open thing to play, or just those dates, 14th to 16th, that's all?
I'm not sure, and apologies. I pulled this recap because these were all of the games that were announced in it, and so they have all, you know, a lot of dates, but there's not a lot of detail to it. So
okay, well, just got the Super Mario RPG remake.
That's pretty big. I think a lot of people are excited for that one too. By the way,
okay. The complete. There you go. The Batman Arkham trilogy. That's. Oof. Just Dance 24. I kind of think I may have to buy that. I think this is Jasmine Manic Mechanics, Hot Wheels Unleashed, Mario and Rabbit, Sparks of Hope, Dragon Quest Monsters, Pikmin 4. Okay. And Pikmin and Pikmin 2 ports are coming in the summer as well. Metal Gear Solid Master Collection Volume 1 is also coming there. Vampire Survivors for your Switch.
That's a great game for the Switch, for the record.
Yeah, absolutely. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, Star Ocean 2, The Second Story R, a remake in November. WarioWare, Move It. Always like the WarioWare stuff. And Nintendo Live Event in Seattle, playable games, performances, and more. That's in November time, isn't it? Yeah. Yep. And then Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, Zelda and Ganon Amiibo is coming for your collectors.
I didn't know they're still making Amiibos. I haven't really heard anybody talking about Amiibos lately, but apparently they're still a thing.
Yeah, and Super Mario Wonder. It's a new 2D Mario game coming in October. So there's stuff there for people that love this stuff. Yeah. Okay. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Strap in, Robin. I listened, by the way, to the Activision Blizzard King court case. Mm-hmm. Some people were live streaming it. I just put it on the background while I was working both Thursday and Friday. Super interesting stuff. Obviously, it's a court case, so I think most of the time, this procedural stuff happening, it's not going to be terribly exciting for people, but there were so many little nuggets that came out of this stuff this past week. So I try to highlight, you know, these are the important things I think that came out from the court case itself. And you can start with that first one because I think that's a real relevant one to the entire FTC case.
Yeah, Microsoft's lawyer Beth Wilkinson dropped a bombshell email from Sony's PlayStation chief Jim Ryan. During her opening statement, the exchange between Ryan and Chris Deering, former CEO of Sony Computer Entertainment, revealed that Sony PlayStation's chief didn't really think Call of Duty would go exclusive to Xbox and PlayStation would be fine. It's not an exclusivity play at all, said Ryan. They're thinking bigger than that, and they have the cash to make moves like this. Ryan wasn't concerned about Call of Duty exclusivity because he had spoken to Activision CEO Bobby Kotick, Xbox chief Phil Spencer, and even had reassurances from Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella. So there you go. He knew all along.
Well, yeah, so this was the email that came forward. it basically kind of contradicts what Sony had been saying, I think, to the CMA in particular, about how Call of Duty was so important to them and they would be devastated if Microsoft took it away from them. Mm-hmm. They just were never worried about that.
They were also sparring over whether the Nintendo Switch should be considered a part of the console market. Okay.
And this is an interesting thing. The FTC really, very oddly during all of this, was really taking this kind of defending Sony's position and talking about how Microsoft didn't consider Nintendo part of the console market or competition. And so there was a lot of back and forth on this. It got a little bit heated at some points as well.
Goodness me. Okay. I mean, and they're also saying, I mean, the FTC seem to be the problem here, because I mean, they're arguing that game exclusivity is an anti-competitive move, and they want to convince the judge that Microsoft will treat Activision like Bethesda instead of how it handled maintaining Minecraft as a cross-platform title with Mojang, where Microsoft then had taken Bethesda and made some stuff exclusive, where Minecraft went everywhere. In fact, right. I bought another copy of Minecraft over the last week.
It was an interesting thing they did bring up. So the FTC brought up basically that Minecraft has not been optimized for the PlayStation 5 yet. And so this goes back into that, you know, the argument that Sony had put forward, that their fears of Microsoft making a game lesser on their platforms versus others. Microsoft countered with that, basically saying that they never got the dev kits for the PlayStation 5 in time to optimize for the PS5. And at this point, I don't think there's any plans to make that optimization, and this likely is why we haven't seen the 4K, ray tracing update for Minecraft, because Microsoft can't show the Xbox version getting special treatment compared to the PlayStation 5 one.
It's because they'll use it.
Right.
Okay. And the Indiana Jones game was set to be multi-platform, but the agreement didn't include allowing for the game to be in Game Pass, so Microsoft renegotiated the deal with Disney, and it is now Xbox and PC
only. That was a big revelation, because everyone's been speculating, is that, you know, is it going to be multi-platform? And most people thought it was, and apparently it was multi-platform, but because Disney didn't have the language for Game Pass, Microsoft had to renegotiate the contract for the exclusivity deal, and basically at that point they said, we want to make this just for Xbox and PC.
And the FTC also questioned a product director from Google on the Stadia demise. clutching at straws here. And Microsoft countered effectively to show that Stadia came into the market competing directly with the major consoles instead, and not other cloud gaming companies, which should have really done that. And so really there was no separate cloud gaming market. So
yeah, it's been interesting listening to the FTC lawyers. They have been trying to position OneCloud as a viable market on its own. And so part of that was what they were questioning Google about. But, you know, that was pretty interesting just to, I mean, the poor person from Google, he was a product director. So he wasn't in charge of strategy and partnerships.
Nope.
So he talked about how they had AAA games, but as we all know, Google Stadia never had any exclusive first-party AAA anything.
They gave up before they started.
Yeah. And then there was a great back and forth, and I have this in here, where the FTC was arguing, you know, Microsoft's bigger plans and its agreements with cloud gaming will, you know, kind of limit them to using Windows. There was like a Windows play. And the FTC lawyer was questioning Sarah Bond, saying, you need a Windows license to stream PC games, correct? And she's like, no, you don't. You can stream games, you know, without a Windows license. And it really just derailed the lawyer at that point. He was just like, well, but this agreement involves licenses for Windows, correct? And she's like, well, that's my understanding. But you don't need Windows to stream games. And it just kind of shows the FTC's lack of understanding of this entire industry.
Yeah, and it happens so often, but you know, when politicians try to understand now, video games.
The good news in all of this is the judge for this case has set Thursday for final arguments, And so they will have a judgment and decision on this very quickly, probably within the week. I think she's looking to try and get this wrapped up quickly. And I mean, it's hard to know because obviously we don't have cameras inside there. I just could hear the audio. But this judge multiple times shut the FTC person down. There was one point the FTC lawyer was trying to get Phil Spencer to commit to putting, Call of Duty on PlayStation in perpetuity forever. And Phil was kind of like, yeah, our intention is to do this. I'll swear on a stack of Bibles. And he's like, you'll commit to that right now. You can negotiate that. And then he like takes a pause. And then you hear the lawyer come back saying, will you commit to Diablo being on PlayStation forever? And the judge at that point says, I'm just going to stop this right now. And she shut down the lawyer because obviously he was trying to elicit these kinds of things. And the realistic part of it is none of this is going to be binding until they actually put an agreement on paper. So, but it was a very interesting to be able to kind of sit in and listen to all this stuff.
Yeah. That's good. Well, it'll get sorted and hopefully some sense will be there, but it sounds like they dug a bit of a hole. Sony dug a bit of a hole for themselves and didn't know how to back out of it again.
Well, I think ultimately Sony, I don't blame Sony. I mean, if I was in Sony's position, I probably would have been doing the exact same thing. You know what? I don't really want this to happen. It's probably going to happen, but if I can help keep it from happening, I will. And the interesting really thing has been the FTC and the CMA who seem, Sony must have done a very good job of lobbying them because they have just very oddly been very protective of Sony's position in the marketplace when Sony dominates the market. Like, right. And we're not just saying dominate. I mean, they are dominating the marketplace. So, anyway.
I'm taking some crap in the chat here. Adam is part of the racing community. He's our token young person. And he's saying, it looks like I'm looking a reason to blame for you for not finishing the top 10. Adam, absolutely. I'm taking responsibility for nothing. And if I can blame somebody else, I'm going to do it.
Hey, Adam, I am happy to be that person. I will take that blame on happily. Prior to Robin joining the stream, if you listen to the audio version, you'll hear it. I pretty much said, I hope Robin comes in last place. So I feel good about my Skype call now. It was innocent, Dan, though. I have to admit.
I know. Dan makes a very good point. I should remove Skype from that machine or at least log out of it.
Yeah. But I told Kim, I said, I'm just going to add Robin to the call. This way he can join whenever he wants. Not realizing it was just going to throw that up right in the center of the screen on you.
I don't need that. I'll be full exclusivity. I was in fifth place and I screwed it up myself before you called. I was on recovery mode in 15th or so and on my way back up through. And that came and that just finished it.
Well, speaking of finishing, Kim, let's walk through some new releases.
Alrighty. Your new releases for June 25th to July 1st are Destroy All Humans 2 Reprobed Single Player for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, June 27th. Okay, I'm assuming they'd already released it for the newer consoles, and so they're just playing catch up.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just looking at it. All right. That's odd, but all right. Story of Seasons, A Wonderful Life for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, Switch, and PC on the 27th as well. AEW Fight Forever for the PS5, Xbox Series X, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 29th. The Lara Croft Collection for the Switch on the 29th as well.
That's a good package for somebody.
Right?
Yeah. If that includes all the modern stuff.
Right.
I don't know if it includes all the modern stuff. I think this might be the third-person isometric Lara Croft games. I think that's the collection. I could be wrong.
Right. Crime O'Clock for the Switch and PC on June 30th. Everybody 1-2 Switch for the Switch on June 30th as well. Ghost Trick Phantom Detective. Yeah, apparently it's not about hookers. It's a Phantom Detective, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. For the PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on June 30th. Goodbye World for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, Xbox One on June 30th as well. And I think last but not least, we have Master Detective Archives, Raincode. not Raincoat, Raincode, for the Switch on June 30th as well. And those are your new releases. And none of them really jump out at me for anything. No. So,
It's a bit quiet. Anyway.
But I have Diablo 4, so really, to be honest, you know, unless it's like Fable or something, it's not really going to jump out at me anyway.
Anyhow. Yeah. I mean, that's all I've been playing. Diablo 4.
Same here, basically.
And Robin, we know you've been racing when you can, mind you. So it wasn't a lot to cover on the games being played in the moment. But Diablo is so good. So good. I did play some co-op with Mark yesterday. Mm-hmm. Easy to jump in and out of. Though I had disabled cross-platform play, and that prevents you from playing co-op with anybody. So I had to enable it. Mm-hmm. And once I enabled it, I have noticed the world feels, I mean, you definitely see the clutter of people in the hub areas. Mm-hmm. Coming in and out. So I may turn that on and off as needed.
There you go.
But yeah.
How did the looting work for the co-op? Like, did you have your own separate loot or was it all? Okay.
It's all your own separate loot.
I wondered about that because I felt bad because somebody had come along and was helping with something. And of course the loot all popped up and I'm sitting there just grabbing shit left and right, not even thinking about it. And then I'm thinking to myself, oh wait, there was something else there. Maybe I just stole all their loot.
No. Everybody gets their own loot, so to speak. And the other cool thing is you can trade. So you can give stuff. And we did that in the moment. But, of course, leveling will also come into play. So if you're trading with somebody that's a 50 level and you're only 35, likely what you're getting from them you won't be able to use.
Right.
But the only other thing that was odd on the co-op, and I'll wrap up here, but it was that cutscenes – they don't show for everybody.
So if
you have already played through something, you're not going to see it. And what you'll see is, like, if we're playing co-op and I'm watching a cutscene, you're just going to see a little icon above my head showing, I think it's like an eyeball, basically saying I'm watching a cutscene. I would have liked that to be kind of just shared by everybody so everybody can experience it. But oh well.
I kind of think in the previous version, everybody watched it.
Yeah.
I think so.
Seems like that would be the better way to handle it, but maybe, you know, maybe there's a reason for it to go in that way. I don't know.
I just hope they put out a patch soon so I can do something with all these damn gems I'm picking up because they're taking up serious storage space. So,
what are you doing with your gems?
Well, you know, you can socket them into, you know, weapons and armor and all that. So usually I'll upgrade them. But the ones that, like, are chipped or cracked or whatever, I'll put them in the storage. I'll put them in the storage there, and then once I come back to town, if I've picked up more so I can change them into their full thing, then I'll do that. But yeah, for the most part, the only ones I carry around are the ones that I've upgraded to the full gem or whatever you want to call it. So
and you probably haven't been able to upgrade them yet to the full gem. So
some I have.
Well, no, you probably haven't. And I say that, and this is the reason
why. Well, they're not the chipped anymore or cracked or whatever. They're the, you know.
Well, no, because it's level 20. Once you hit level 20, you can upgrade the crude gems to a chipped gem.
Right.
Once you hit level 40, you can then upgrade the chipped gems to some other version, like a better version. And then when you hit level 50, you can take those gems and upgrade them to another level of gem.
Well, right now I'm a 41, so I can do the full gem instead of just the chipped or the cracked or whatever. So usually all the extra cracked or whatever ones I put in the storage thing, and then I pack the full ones as they are now.
You're a gem hoarder.
To sock it into things as I pick them up. Because sometimes you pick up something that's better than what you've got, so instantly you equip it, and then you want to sock something into it, so then there you go.
The game doesn't do a good job of explaining the gem thing because I could not figure out why I couldn't upgrade past the chipped gem. And Mark couldn't figure it out either because he's like, well, I can do it. And I'm like, but he was at a higher level than I was. So it all made sense now. So.
Yeah. But they need to figure that out because, you cannot, you know, I don't want to sit there and take up extra slots when I can be picking up more loot for other things. You know, than carrying all these freaking gems that I can't really do anything with until,
Start slotting away, Kim. You gotta become a slotter.
But But I, you know, I still have a whole bunch. And, you know, you can't sell them because they're not worth anything. Be at least slaughter, as they sit right now. So, yeah.
A gem slaughter.
Yep. So anytime I've got a socket open now, that's going to sound bad. I'm not going to say that. So, anyway.
Ooh, on. Here's news.
Yes.
Oh. You know I'm going to Germany in October.
Yeah.
For right. the Sim Racing Expo.
Right.
I'm going to Germany in September.
Well.
As well. So Joshua, last weekend, that's probably why I did it, just for some joy, said, hey, at the Nürburgring, which is a big race circuit, mm-hmm. which is the Nordisch Life, you know, the big massive long circuit.
Right.
There's a 12-hour GT3 championship race on. And also at that weekend, Daniel Ricciardo, the Australian Formula One driver, Sebastian Vettel, just retired last year, and some other Formula One drivers are taking the Red Bull cars in right round the big Nordisch Life track. Mm-hmm. So I thought, frig it. So Joshua, Charlie, and I are going to that for that weekend as well.
Awesome.
So Germany in September, nice. Germany in October. So
love it.
That's a pleasure. That's going to be fun.
You got to pay somebody some money to take you on the track.
I'm going to steal a car. Just nobody will notice.
There's that option too. All right. I guess we can kind of start wrapping things up and keep it a short show. And this way, Robin, you can get back to trying to crash.
All right.
Wednesday nights. You're still doing your Assetto Corso, I'm assuming, with the community.
Thursday evenings.
What? My bad. Thursday evenings.
Yeah, we changed to Thursday. So Thursdays, because we didn't want to take away from your guys, you know, really. And so Thursday nights, 10 o'clock, you go to Bongo's Bits on YouTube and you'll find the Discord. You need to go in to the Discord, join the Discord, and in there there's lots of old people, really old, crusty people, but they'll help you and advise you how to get onto our private servers. And it's respectful. And Mount Panorama is crazy, crazy track. And we're going to have a 45-minute race there on Thursday evening. Nice. The only thing that we ask is the practice servers. It doesn't really matter what your safety level is to be there. But for the race, it has to be 70, which is 10 below what you need to do for the racing stuff. But there's a minimum safety level for it. Anyway, join the Discord. We'll talk you all through it. And that's growing massively. The Discord is the future, you know.
That's what I've been told.
I gotta say, Discord is one of the most flexible little apps for PC stuff ever. I mean, from streaming or somebody, hey, just let me show you this video, and pop up it pops, and it's pulling in the chat rooms, and it is a class piece of kit. It is very, very good.
Maybe we should switch over to Discord.
I don't know. This is fine.
That's hard. Like, it's hard to say. Hey, speaking of racing, by the way, I did note. It's funny, Forza Motorsport,
yes.
They were talking about how I guess there's going to be an emphasis for, how do they put it, trying to encourage clean racing, which was an interesting tact, and I think it kind of aligns with the Assetto Corso, which is obviously good news for you.
I think, by the way, the big companies will be launching some new kit hardware to go along, new wheels, Fanatec. They're selling awful lot of their stuff. The big sales on at the moment.
Okay.
And that sort of maybe paving the way for early summer to now that there's a solid date, we might get some new hardware. Just like because for Gran Turismo and the PlayStation, there was some Sony specific PlayStation wheel.
Right.
And driver base and pedals. You'd like to think that Xbox will do the same.
Yeah. I'm sure there's probably an FAQ somewhere that's talking about this stuff, but I have not looked for it yet. But I heard that little tidbit and I thought of you, Robin, immediately. And I'm like, he'll be happy to hear that. And I know in the trailer you were talking about the gal that was talking. I think that's part of the single player campaign. They do have a single player campaign.
Yeah.
And so my guess is that somebody talking about, you know, your career.
Oh, wow. Over the top. You've done.
Yeah.
Funny, one of the guys that's in races, and he's very, very good, Roger, he lives out your direction, and he has a company, and his business is voiceovers. He's
been done
lots of games. He is the voice of Ford, seemingly. And he takes classes on teaching people about their vocals to become voiceover people
and enunciating and
yeah
yeah that. yeah okay
And it's the odd time he'll just riff on the race and commentate, and it's so funny. You know, Tate's coming up, and he's going, yeah, he's very, very good. All right. Good fun. So, yes, that's our Thursday night's Mount Panorama, which is Australia. Good fun. Come along. And if you just want to get into this, get yourself ACC, get yourself a basic wheel, and come along and join the Discord, and we'll get you going.
Yeah, absolutely. So and disable your Skype calling.
Indeed.
Wednesday night's also still doing the Halos. We had a great time playing Infected. It's a good mode to be back in Halo, so I love seeing that. And it was just nice to just play some games. That was actually the first game I played coming back from Mexico. And, of course, at that point, I also, though, had my Mexico flu. I'm telling you, this is probably the worst cold I've had in probably a three-year stretch. And it was more so because the cough itself, it wasn't so much like I never really had a big temperature.
Vegas as well? It's maybe been building from then.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Maybe this has just been ongoing. But this really impacted my vocals this time around. And so Friday, I sounded like I mean, I should have been selling subscriptions to my 800 number. My OnlyFans. Anyway. All right. I think we can wrap this up. I think we can get out of here. Kim, any shout outs? Right. We should shout out the chat. We haven't even done that yet.
Yeah. Shout out to our chatters. We had two. We had Adam F., which is a fan of Robin. And we had Hardly Dan, who's actually went to bed by now because he was, you know, tired. So good night, Dan. Thanks for dropping by, Adam. We appreciate you.
Indeed.
So. And
Robin,
you guys, thank you for holding on for me. Thanks for letting me do that. Race, it was time well spent. sorry to hear you had a rough time.
It makes for a funny story now.
Mark and Phil and Pete and all the guys that are out there, so well done. And if you ever see discounted submarine trip tickets, don't take them.
No shit. There's so many things that need to be said about that, and yet you just don't want to. It feels too soon because it had to have been just a horrible way to go. But also, who thought that was a good idea? And if you don't know what we're talking about,
if you make something expensive enough, you think it's good. So, but I don't know.
The moment someone tells me I can't get out on my own because it's sealed from the outside, I'm out.
Right.
No way. So
I'm claustrophobic, so it's a big no for me anyway.
Couldn't have got it anyway. I mean,
But even if they had, so this was the theory. So they, part of the theory for the week was, well, maybe they actually reached the surface and they're just bobbing around somewhere and we can't find them yet. They still would have died because they could not get out of the, it was just the dumbest design ever. Anyway. Shout out to my friend Tom. He and I played Topgolf last night, and it made me think of Vegas. Definitely miss my time with you guys hanging out in Vegas. Topgolf by my house, not as good as the Vegas one. There was no pool. Just saying, I need the upgrade.
Were the staff as attentive?
I think we can get out of here. Thanks everybody, come back next week, we'll be back here, we'll hang out then.
Overseas Connection Podcast, thank you for listening. See you same time next week.